Scott Buckingham of the Koala Rescue Foundation joins us today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Scott, you say that we have a koala plague on our hands. How serious is the problem?
Well, it's very serious, really. The main problem is in southern Australia, and we've got a lot of isolated habitats surrounded by water, like islands, or they're surrounded by agriculture, meaning cleared land.
Mm.
The situation is that the koalas can't travel to other habitats. There are no wildlife corridors between these forests or get off the islands. It's fairly complex. The reasons actually go on and on.
Mm. We asked our listeners to send us their questions for Scott. Here's one from Rob. He wants to know, couldn't a certain portion of the koalas be sterilised so that they can't reproduce?
They're being sterilised at the moment. That's one of the alternatives to killing them.
How successful have these sterilisation efforts been?
They're still in the first stage of research. But at this stage, there are a couple of things that are looking promising. And one of those is hormone chips that are a bit similar to the pill.
Hmm. Dana writes, can you explain the factors that have resulted in the overpopulation of koalas?
The main factor is that the koalas are destroying their habitat in these isolated areas, or isolated patches of reserve. That's the main problem. They're eating themselves out of house and home.
Hmm.
They put stress on the trees die, and then the animals starve.
Kathy suggests, can't you plant more trees? I know they won't grow as fast as the koalas need them, but wouldn't that solve the problem down the road?
Well, yes, we can, and we certainly are doing that. The government is making an effort, of course, but the land's being cleared by the Forestry Department. As quickly as the new trees are going in, the old ones are being chopped down.
Yeah.
A common problem worldwide, I'd say. And, of course, it takes 10 to 20 years before that tree would be of any use to a koala.
Mm. Sue is wondering, are there any species of eucalyptus trees which can grow rapidly to help support the koala population without being depleted so fast?
Yes, they've recently done trials on eucalyptus tree growth rates, and unintentionally they found that one of the koala's principal food trees is the fastest growing, which is the manna gum. The answer to that is a definite yes.
Travis wants to know, how long has the koala's overpopulation been a problem?
By the late 1800s, we'd all but wiped them out because of the fur trade. A man rescued three koalas and he gave these three koalas to the lady he was in love with. This whole plague problem with these koalas down south stems from those three.
Hmm.
He gave her those koalas in 1895, which means in the last 90-odd years, those three koalas have grown to a population of maybe 30,000 at a guess.
Here is a question from Debbie. Does the eucalyptus tree exist in the wild in other countries? If so, could some koalas be moved to those countries?
There are certainly eucalyptus trees in other countries. In fact, the US is full of them. I keep seeing them on the TV. But I doubt very much if there would be enough habitat there for koalas to survive. Besides, koalas are a part of the Australian ecosystem, so they wouldn't exist very well outside this country.
Michelle asks, do koalas have any natural predators?
Yes, they do. A large owl was one of their main predators, mainly of babies.
Mm.
There are very few of these owls left now, so they're one of the reasons that we've got this problem.
Mm.
Dingoes, of course, are another predator.
Do you find that conservation efforts for cute animals like the koala are made more often than they would be for not-so-cuddly animals?
Yes, there's definitely a fur factor, as we call it. There are problems with other animals, but certainly I would say that there's been more research and more money spent on koalas than on any other Australian wildlife. And that is because the koala brings more money into this country than any other Australian wildlife.
Oh, thanks to Scott Buckingham for participating in this live event. And many thanks to all those who submitted questions.